form detected.
Jokes, stories, and commentary heard on Scott and Val Save the Universe are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. Scott and Val, here to save the universe. It's not a bad joke or even a curse.
And gentlemen, friends and neighbors, not since Donnie and Marie Osmond has America seen a brother and sister weekly entertainment extravaganza like you are about to see and hear. Decades of sibling rivalry in the making, a mother disappointed by both of them, plus some really bad DNA have come together to bring you Scott and Val Save the Universe. Val is looking absolutely radiant, which is impressive, considering she's standing next to her brother, Scott, a man who looks like he lost a fight with a mirror, and the mirror apologized.
Scott and Val Save the Universe.
Well, good morning. It's Scott and Val Save the Universe, the radio show you should watch.
Yes.
On your radio this morning and online with video on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And we invite you to log into one of those and say hi, because we may just mention your name on the radio. We like to give a shout out to our new listeners.
All right. We do have just two this week, new followers on the Facebook page. And a big thank you to Jason and Barbara. That was so easy. My part was so easy. I don't know if I told you before we started, you were a little loud there. Did you turn down your microphone? Because now you're way quiet.
I did not touch my microphone.
All right. Well, maybe that's a little, I think you were maybe just a little far from the, when you started off. But yeah, you were.
All right.
All right. Turn up those headphones and stay with me. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. On the show today, Ken Owens, Alan Mulani. Should we say what Ken does? Oh, I think people are figuring it out.
Panic time.
Panic time. That's right. Ken always goes crazy. Great way to start your morning, to be scared of something. Alan Mulani with your national weather forecast. He always starts off with the Northwest, so you know what's going on in our neck of the woods, especially our hometown there at Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Also, Joe Wolzinski, Ski by the Sea. Joe's bringing in a guest today, the one and only K.S. Brooks. K.S. is a Northwest filmmaker and an author, published author. And she's got some new videos out. She even won an award, and she's going to be talking about a filmmaking, and we're going to play one of her new videos. It's going to be so fun. All right.
Awesome.
And I'm just going to give a little tease. It's a parody, Achy Breaky Heart.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah. That's coming up in part two of the show today. Let's see as well. Nigel, the AI sportscaster, got bumped last week.
You know, you do stuff like that and he holds a grudge.
Yeah, but he does have like a free week now, so.
Oh, that's
you know, he had a free week, so yeah, he's got a good show. He didn't have to do anything this week. Plus, Val and I, fully loaded with fun. A movie clip of our own. All right, stand by for that.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you worked hard on that.
Mm-hmm. More groovy stories in the future news just ahead. And today it's not big ones, it's future news headlines. Just enough to make you want to stay right where you are. Mm-hmm. And then odd news always before the end of the, yes, odd news always before the end of the show. And should we give them a little taste of maybe one of the songs?
Just yeah,
kind of, 'cause, I think so. So you get a funny story and then you get a song that goes along with it.
Loaded it up for the big score, jumped on top of his goodies galore, rolling fast toward automatic fame, wheels lock up. End of the game. Cart said nope. Physics said zoom. Man launched forward to Isle of Doom. Shopping cart getaway stopped at the line. You had a plan, it wasn't fine. Tried to escape with speed and flare. Cart said seatbelts required, but you were in midair.
it adds a little flair to the stories. We always save that fun stuff till the end of the show. We got some country, we got some rock, we got some EDM, we have some elevator music for an elevator story.
Oh. That ought to be fun.
And Val, been working hard this week. Our first sponsor.
What?
Our first sponsor.
Wow.
Yeah, here you go.
Are you currently commanding a starship that wheezes like a Sith Lord? Has your hyperdrive developed feelings for you? Sister Stow, your fighter? Then you, my increasingly desperate spacefarer, need to visit the Save the Universe Space Depot and salvage. At the STUSDAS, our inventory is storied. A light freighter with a colorful smuggling history and a tendency to leave first and ask questions. Never! Trooper battle gear with minor cosmetic choke marks. Nothing a light buff cannot address. For the spiritually ambitious, a starfighter that will only start if it believes in you. Good luck with that, then. Financing is delightfully flexible. We accept credits, rare minerals, or heirlooms of questionable origin. Trade-ins are encouraged. Bring us your broken probe, your haunted helmet, even your estranged clothes. We are not here to judge. We are here to move inventory. One satisfied customer writes, I traded a moon fragment and received a cruiser with three escape pods. Another notes, it refers to me as captain. Statistically encouraging. Ships may be previously exploded, partially sentient, or the subject of ongoing interstellar litigation. Hyperdrive travel may result in time displacement, existential dread, or meeting an earlier, less impressive version of yourself. Warranty void in cases of rebellion, cloaking failure, or your sister stole the ship again! Cup holders are included. Dilithium is not! The STUSDAS. Because destiny, frankly, should come with a few surprises. Stop by today. We're just off exit 743X217.4 near the Andromeda Strain, the Save the Universe Ship Depot, and Space Salvage. Off with you then.
This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
There you go. First sponsor.
Wow. Wow. That's quite the ad, too. You know, it was like a minute long. That should be pulling in the dough.
Yeah, it was. It's a 2 minute spot. Yeah. So we're getting paid.
Wow.
We're getting paid. But it's us. So we're actually not getting paid anything.
Well, I noticed the acronym, but I don't think I got it the first time.
That was the purpose. I actually switched the first time I did. I said, I'm going to make the name, the space, you know, the Scott and Val Save the Universe Space Salvage, this really long, stupid acronym. And when I got done, there was a dirty word in it. So I had to move one word around.
Oh, no.
Can't have none of that on the radio.
We're not that much fun.
No. All right, don't forget, though, pick yourself up a cruiser today. And here comes Val with this morning's first joke. All right, Val.
It's lawn mowing season.
Okay.
I know it is in Eastern Washington anyway. Mm-hmm. I have two landscaping services, one to cut the grass and one to apply mousse.
You gotta have it all fluffy. Sometimes I can get it to point straight up. Right. Study found, Val, that the best way to keep your mind sharp after 50, and this is especially important to you, is to exercise. So they suggest now, Val, jogging to all your doctor appointments.
I was going to say, looks like I've got early onset Alzheimer's, if that's what it takes.
Would you like to try that again, or did you already forget what you said?
I did already forget. Early onset Alzheimer's.
All right. You also have the tweet of the week, which is pretty cute.
All right. I would do absolutely anything to get 8 hours of sleep. For going to bed 8 hours before needing to wake up.
That's what I do. Take a guess at what time I actually went to bed last night?
1:30 in the morning.
3 a.m.
No.
And I'm up, and I was up at 7:30. I'm 3 hours. Actually, it was 3:30. I got a whopping 4 hours of sleep plus like 20 minutes of tossing and turning before I drifted off.
Oh.
So that's how committed I am to this show.
I know it. I know it. You know, and my problem is I'm usually awake by like 5:30 every morning until Tuesday.
And then it's sleep in day.
Yeah. You're like, why is the alarm going off?
All right. Let's see. What is it? We are. Oh, my gosh. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 12 days away. Mother's Day. Are you ready?
Oh, I am ready for my kids to get me nothing.
We don't have to do anything, you know?
No, we don't.
Because our mom went on to the other side, and you can't send cards there.
FTD? And the only gift she really wants is one we're not going to give her.
That's right. She wants us to join her. FTD, though, just so you know, FTD loves it if you try to send flowers to the other side. In fact, I should write that down. That's a good, funny commercial.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, flowers for deceased people. I'm writing that down. Flowers for the dead.
Because if he doesn't, he won't remember by the time it shows.
I won't. A long time loss of a short-term Alzheimer's. All right, our Mother's Day warm-up. Val, you're a mom. Kick it off.
All right. I asked Mom what she wanted for Mother's Day. She said nothing. So I got her exactly what she got me for my birthday last year. Disappointment.
Isn't that what you were just kind of talking about, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Next one on the list, if I can get to it. Moms don't need GPS. They can find something you lost in 3 seconds while judging you for losing it. Mm-hmm.
How many times do I have to find this for you? Well, this is kind of like the like we just said when she tells you, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. It's the original emotional damage right there.
I had my favorite teacher at school do that to me one time when I walked up to her desk and she just looked at her down at her desk and she went, Scotty, 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 Scotty.
How to say you're disappointed without saying you're disappointed.
What did you think? What do you think I did?
Cracked a joke.
I made girls cry.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Scotty, I didn't mean to. I really didn't. All right.
You thought you were being funny?
No. I didn't think anybody'd know. All right. Mom's superpower. You know what it is, Val? It's hearing a wrapper open from 3 rooms away at 2 a.m.
Oh, yes. Oh, here's some mom logic for you.
Okay.
Because I said so.
Oh, I hate that
undefeated
one.
Sense forever.
Oh, I hate that one. All right. Mom's the only one who can insult you and fix your life in the same sentence. And ours, really good at that.
Oh, and here's our last one for right now. If stress burned calories, moms would all look like runway models.
Ooh. It's true. You would, Val. All right. Don't look ahead, Val. You're going to play breakfast bingo. I have 5 questions. Each answer begins with the corresponding letter in the word bingo. And scooch up on that mic a little bit. I need you a little hotter yet. All right. Here we go.
I don't think I can get any closer.
Okay. You look good. Just put your face up like this, Val, and see if it sounds any better. Can you try that for me, please?
And pretty soon, my head will be bigger than
the. We can just do the whole show like this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. First question.
That's all right. You can't see my lower half then.
Just put your face all the way below the microphone. Just kidding. Don't be all hunched up. That's poor posture. Here we go. First one for breakfast bingo. Something you do on a trampoline.
Bounce.
Yes. What you earn by working.
This is I and income.
What you need to open some nuts.
A nutcracker?
Bigger cities have to deal with groups of criminals called what?
Gangs.
And it comes before two.
One.
And my sister has spelled bingo.
The only trivia I'm getting right all day.
Of the everlasting know-it-all.
She is an everlasting know-it-all. You will get more than that. Val, we're going to play one more game. All right, so don't look ahead. Okay. All right, okay. Today's game is called Older Than Willie.
Do we know who Willie is?
We're talking Willie Nelson, born on April 29th in Abbott, Texas. His birthday is tomorrow. Willie Nelson turning 93. And wow. One of the nicest people on the planet, which is surprising because he's from Texas. There's one person that can make Texas tolerable. It's Willie Nelson.
Willie?
Yeah. All right. First question. Older than Willie or not? The electric hot water heater.
Oh, electric.
And yeah. He was, tough one, isn't it?
He's 93. Yeah. I can't do the math that fast. 36 is... I'm going to say Willie.
No, believe it or not, this one would have stumped me too. Electric hot water heater invented in 1917, so it's older than Willie Nelson. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Next thing. Velcro.
Oh, I feel like we had a Velcro question not too long ago. I'm going to say Velcro is older than Willie.
Oh, no. Willie did not use any Velcro on his diapers, Val. Velcro 1948.
No, I was thinking on his tennis shoes.
No, Velcro 1948, Willie Nelson 1933. All right.
Okay. All right.
Oh, this one's going to be really tough.
0 for 0.
All right. The ballpoint pen.
The ballpoint pen is actually pretty old. I'm going to say it's older than Willie.
No.
I'm going back to bad.
So your confusion is probably thinking ink pen versus ballpoint pen. A ballpoint pen, 1935. Yes, as we said, Willie Nelson, 1933. He's older than a ballpoint pen.
Wow.
It doesn't sound very negative, though.
At least he's not older than dirt.
Oh, another tough one for my sister Val. The Oreo cookie, older than Willie Nelson or not?
Oh, gosh, this is really hard. I'm going to say not older.
Not older. It is, Val. Oreo cookie 1912.
No.
Yeah, you're 0 for 0 still. All right. Last chance. No, you got two more chances.
Okay.
I'll make the last one's going to be super easy, too. So you're guaranteed to get one. The street sweeper.
Okay.
Older than Willie Nelson or not?
The street sweeper has to be older than Willie.
Yes, street sweeper, 1900. Willie Nelson, 1933. Although they've swept the street with him a few times. All right. Last one. Older than Willie Nelson or not? Disposable diapers.
Not.
You're saying not? It is not. Disposable diapers invented in 1951. As we said, Willie Nelson, born in 1933. The great thing about this, though, is that he can wear them today. Oh. And that rounds out a big happy birthday to Willie Nelson. Greatest of all time.
You've met Brad's aunt, haven't you?
Aunt
Muriel?
Yes.
Looks just like Willie Nelson.
Oh, does she listen to the show?
I don't think so.
It's horrible.
I think everybody that meets her says, oh my God, she looks just like Willie. But it's because she wears like the big bandana around her head and has that, you know, kind of long, kind of stringy hair. Yeah.
Okay. More game. This game, Val, you can look ahead.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going to give you the easiest multiple choice radio game ever. All right?
Okay.
All right. First question. All you got to do is make a choice, Val. First question. Fish sticks, peanut butter, LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton.
And why would you choose LeVar?
Just because, you know, Star Trek. Anything Star Trek.
Yeah, she loves LeVar Burton and Star Trek. All right. The White House, Adam Sandler, marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
And why did you choose marshmallows?
Because the others are absolutely stupid.
Yeah, but they're all white. Really white. All right. Empire State Building, Willie Nelson, Dyson vacuum cleaners.
Well, how could I choose anything except Willie?
Good answer.
Maximum war.
All right. Phobia. Is potophobia the fear of alcohol or the fear of pot? You want? Do you want a hint?
Yes.
I don't have this.
Willie.
And neither does Willie Nelson. What is it?
I was gonna say it's a fear of pot.
No, remember they're always the opposite on phobias. It's the fear of alcohol. Man. Yeah. Which makes no sense.
Does anybody fear alcohol?
They should.
Unless it's rubbing alcohol.
Agliophobia, the fear of pain or the fear of wood?
Well, agliophobia, the fear of pain.
You're right. It is the fear of pain. Look what I did to my thumb.
Oh, ow.
Yeah, that's like 3 days ago. It doesn't look like much, but it's so deep. When I woke up this morning and I took off the Band-Aid, started bleeding again.
Oh, man.
Ratchet
strap.
I would
think, though, that the majority of people would fear pain.
Yeah. Yeah. Agliophobia. Why would you fear wood? All right. don't answer that. Chromatophobia. The fear of money or the fear of shiny objects?
Fear of shiny objects.
It is the fear of money.
Again, who would be afraid of money?
I want to know who invents some phobia names because they're jerks.
They are.
Teutophobia, the fear of small villagers or the fear of German things?
It could be both at the same time. I'm gonna say the fear of German things.
And you'd be absolutely right. Jawohl! Auf Wiedersehen! Even when Germans...
Zoom tight.
Yeah, even when Germans say hello, it's scary. Guten Tag!
Everything said with aggression.
It is.
I find this scientifically fascinating.
Time check. Oh, we better go. Are you ready, Val?
Oh,
okay. All right. So before we head for future news, because this will fit right in, I thought we were going to be running real early today, so I'm excited that we're ahead. We're right on schedule. So before we go to future news, I thought this would be a great lead into it, and I'm trying to fight with my buttons here. Let's get to the right screen so we can watch along. So I did a movie trailer with a fake one with Godzilla. And now I did another one, and this one's real. It's actually got me and Val in it.
The film you are about to see represents a significant breakthrough in the advancing science of the motion picture. You are about to witness history in the making.
Says more of those things are on the way. You have to leave now!
I'm coming!
Nice of you to join us.
Shut up, Wesley's for you.
The shut up, Wesley's for you.
No more shut up, Wesley's for you since you rescued me. About 40 seconds of audio there. I think 3 hours Even though,
of course,
even though AI, all the editing, the sound effects, the music, putting that all together, I really enjoy doing that kind of stuff. I'm excited for Kat to be joining us in hour two to talk about her real filmmaking.
How to do it right.
Yeah. And the one thing I did there, you know, it is the radio show that you should watch. So if you happen to go catch that short on our channel, you will see Scott running. Away from aliens.
Funniest part of the whole thing.
I made an invite to the staff to go ahead and send me pictures if they wanted to be cloned via AI so I could make movies of us. And the only one that took me on was my sister. But Val, I think, is afraid of being cloned by AI because she sent me AI pictures of herself.
I said, I don't have the time to put on makeup and all of that to take a picture of myself, which I'm going to hate. So, you know, why not make it AI to begin with?
I was so impressed, though, after cloning myself. I wore a, like, Helly Hansen exercise shirt and leggings, men's leggings or whatever you call them, like bicycle pants, and because I wanted to look kind of sci-fi. And if you couldn't see the video, you're listening on the radio, I'm in my exact clothes. The only thing I was bummed out about is after losing all the weight, it actually added 10 pounds. That's kind of depressing.
The camera always does, Scott.
But... you have never seen Scott move so fast. You know, when he jumps to get away from the reptile into the spaceship, it actually hurts my bones to watch. Because it looks just like me, and I was like, I couldn't do that.
Now, in real life, you would have been reaching for your inhaler about that time.
Yes, 100%. All right. Today's a little shorter. We call it Future News.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time to strap in! 5, 4, 3,
all systems go.
2, 1, we have lift off! And now it's time for
Future News with Scott and Val!
Future News with Scott and Val!
Woo! That's us! Alright, Future News headlines for April 28th, 2056. Here's Val.
Scientists confirm the Earth has entered a new climate phase, officially labeled it's complicated. After all five seasons, fall, winter, spring, summer, and smoke occurred in a single afternoon. Oh, meteorologists now just point outside and say, oh, good luck.
Look at it.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Summer in Chihuahua. New streaming services launched. Napflix offers shows that automatically skip to the ending, saving viewers time and eliminating emotional investment in television shows. Critics say it's the most efficient way to be disappointed instantly.
When I said the worst was over, perhaps I spoke too soon.
I think he did.
You know, I would still end up crying at the end.
This is way too short for me.
In Washington, Congress has replaced debates with live audience voting, where lawmakers must pitch bills in under 30 seconds or get buzzed off the stage. Democracy is now technically a game show and somehow still less entertaining.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if you could buzz your politicians away?
I want the gong. Bring back the gong show and make that what this is.
Heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
Man. All right. A major airline announced standing only flights. This sounds so fun. It's for trips under 2 hours, describing it as space efficiency and emotionally humbling. Passengers say it's less travel, more group punishment at 30,000 feet. Standing only flights. I like it.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Diddly diddy. There they are, a standing in a row.
Oh. Tech companies have introduced a universal password system that requires users to remember the exact moment they felt true happiness. Most accounts remain permanently locked.
Nothing changes in the future.
Heavy.
No.
Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
What? I think so. Grocery chain.
You know,
is...
the problem would be that I had a joke for this and it just left my mind. I was going to say, the problem is you can't remember where you were in that point in time. And so don't talk to present Val about what past Val decided to use as a password.
You had me at password.
That's it too.
Remember,
I'm having a real hard time talking today. I don't know why.
Long-term loss of short-timer Alzheimer's.
We're both having the same problem today.
See, it is genetic. Brother, sister, DNA. All right, grocery chain has unveiled a mystery checkout where prices are revealed only after you've paid. It's called an adventure in trust. Customers say the adventure mostly ends in regret, though. Would you do that?
Difficult to see. Always in motion is the future.
It's kind of the way it is when you go shopping today anyways.
You know,
I think she muted herself. I see her lips moving, but I don't hear nothing. Are you back? I see your lips moving. We might have to just go to Ken. All right. Next story. A new fitness trend involves hiring someone to follow you around and locally announce your food choices in real time. It's like having a conscience, but louder with better cardio.
You said you were the cute one.
I thought I was the cute one.
No, you're the fat, stupid one with the big mouth.
That'd keep me losing weight. Val, are you back? Did you get your voice? Wow, she's just, her lips are moving, but nothing's coming out. Try muting your mic and taking it back off. Can you do hand signs? Nope. Oh, you're back. There she is for a second. All right. You want to try the last one if you're there? All right. We're going to let her figure out her internet here in a second. All right. Finally, a global study finds that sarcasm has officially replaced several word languages, with fluency now measured in tone and eye contact. Experts say misunderstandings are up, but so are the comebacks.
You said you were the cute one.
I thought I was the cute one.
Oh. No, you're the fat, stupid one with the big mouth.
Well, thank you not to be sarcastic. I know you've had a bad day and you probably feel very bitter.
Just shut up and pay attention. You are mean to me. You insult me and you don't appreciate anything that I do.
Val, try and laugh. We'll see if your lips move. Nope. All right. We have got a friend standing by, and we are going to go ahead and talk with Mr. Ken because it is, well, panic time.
Get ready. Wait for it. It's panic time. Calm down. It's not the end of days. And now, your panic time host, Ken. You kids get out of my yard.
All right, Mr. Ken Owens, welcome back to the show. I love your backgrounds. You do such a good job with them. Wow, it looks like I've lost Ken now, too. Ken, is your mic muted, too? We might have
to. No, but I just thought I would play with you, Scott.
Oh, you gave me a mild heart attack. I hate you. You officially did the panic.
Well, you know what? I want to say thank God I'm not as old as Willie Nelson, right? Because, well, you know, and I met Willie Nelson once in Monroe, Washington, early in the morning. He was standing outside of his tour bus. I happened to drive by. I stopped and got out. And, back then, yeah, so he was just having a smoke standing out there. And I think that's what he was doing. Anyway, I met Willie. Yeah.
Nice.
And you know, I love the movie. The movie was so great. And you know, I there's a part for me. Yes, I'm going to be at the back of the ship. You know, the door is open. You know, Scott's running. I'm like, no, Scott's not going to make it. Scott's not going to make it. You know, I'm panicking. Quick, Val. The aliens are coming. I shut the door. Nope. She's like, is Scott in? I don't care. Just go. And just as the ship takes off. And Val's like, so where's Scott? I don't know. I think, well, he didn't make it.
Well, so half of him's inside.
And I'm like, so yeah, well, that, you know, panic time with Ken, you know, what am I gonna, I gotta panic about something. And then I'm like, oh, we should have stayed. We should have gotten Scott. Anyway, but I'm looking forward to my part, remember? Anyway, today is panic time. And, you know, I always say, hey, don't panic. Well, no, we should be panicking. Yes, it's scams. Scams are everywhere, everyone. Yeah, just, I mean, hey, if you're sitting at home and you're on your Facebook and you're like, oh, and some cute gal comes on and goes, hi, Ken, how's it going? I'd love to meet you. Oh, well, okay, hi. And then, you know, you're thinking, wow, she really likes me. Yeah, I mean, she's, you know, only 50 some odd years younger than I am. But hey, I'm attractive, right? I've got stuff. Oh, I've got stuff, all right. And what she wants is she wants your bank account. First, you know, it's something simple. I need some clothes. I want to come and see you. Oh, yes, I'm sending you money. Here's your money. What do you, and then before you know it, our transmission went out. Oh, you need money for your visa? Here, oh, I send you a little bit more. No, she's not interested in you. She wants your dollar signs. And then pretty soon, you know, your relatives are going, hey, what's this new girl you've got? Oh, yeah, I just sent her, you know, a couple, you know, $20,000, $30,000. She loves me. She doesn't love you. She loves your money.
Is that catfishing?
But yes, but then you get the phone, bling, hi. Yes, this is Microsoft tech support. We see that you have a virus. I do? Oh, no one wants a virus. I mean, how do I end this virus thing? Well, what you do is we just need a couple of keystrokes on your computer. And then what? You're going to fix my computer for me? No, they want access to everything on your computer. If someone from Microsoft calls you, do not give them anything. You can tell them what it's a nice day. You know, you can say, hey, I'm going to wash the car later. But do not let them get access to your computer. Your computer doesn't have a virus. Microsoft will never call you.
That's true.
Then you get the banking scam. Remember, everyone, you know, the banks will call you. Oh, you know, you've been spending a lot of money on your credit card. We just need a couple of things on your account. You know, hey, do not ever give them your banking information. No, because they want to steal your money. And then the last is, you know, remember, everyone, if someone says, hi, this is Michelle, I'm from the IRS, seems that you owe us a couple of dollars and we're going to foreclose on your house. And you're like, no, I love my house. Okay, what do I do then to stop it? Well, we just need some banking information. Oh, can you send us that money in gift cards? Gift cards? No, they're not. They don't want, who actually gets paid in gift cards? I mean, we all get gift cards. And they're sitting around the house for like 3 years, but these people want hundreds of them. And then, no, remember, the IRS will never call you on the phone, ever. They send you notices in the mail, and then you get it, and then you panic. Ah, the IRS is calling me. No, they don't call you. They send it in the mail. Remember, everyone wants your money, but if you want to keep your money, you got to be smart. Anyway, this is Ken with Panic Time, and scams, scams, scams. They all want to get it from you. And if you want to keep your money, just got to be a little smarter. Remember, the IRS will never call you on the phone. It's only by mail. Anyway, this is Panic Time with Ken. And, you know, maybe you'll see me in a movie sometime. It's up to Scott. But anyway, so you all have a great day. And, hey, have a great week.
Good job, Ken. What a great, like, a public service message and a skit.
Kinda, yeah, because it's that time of year. Everyone wants to take advantage of you.
And I am going to have to take away some points, though, for scaring me.
Oh.
That was your best panic yet, because when you were moving your lips like I didn't have sound for you now either, I thought the problem was on my end, and I was definitely panicking.
So. Okay, well, thank you very much for that. Anyway, this is Ken with Panic Time. See you next week on the radio.
There you go. 10,000 points for Ken. Thank you so much for being here. Let's see if we're going to break or not. And if my sister, are you back, Val? All right, I think we're going to break because she just keeps moving her lips and nothing's coming out. She's going to have to leave the show and come back. All right, we want you to bear with us. We will be back in just a few minutes. Coming up in part two, we're going to kick it off with the one and only Alan Milani with weather. We also have Ski by the Sea, which is Joel Wozinski bringing in a guest, the one and only K.S. Brooks. She's got a song she's going to debut for us, at least on the show. She also won an award for one of her videos. We're going to talk about that and see what's up in the Northwest film scene. So we hope you can stick around for that. And we'll leave you with this and be right back.
Hey guys, it's Scott from Scott and Val Save the Universe, taking another one of my luxurious walks through the woods, which gives me a chance to talk about something that's really important to me, and I think guys around the world, because as guys, we know that women could really give a hoot about our personal needs, especially when it comes to our personal grooming needs. That is, until today. Men grow hair like rabid dogs, every day. And we try to hide it. My friends, that's why we need Tiny Comb. That's right, Tiny Comb. Tiny Comb. Yes, Tiny Comb. You can put Tiny Comb anywhere.
Tiny Comb.
You can hide Tiny Comb anywhere.
Tiny Comb.
It's so small. Tiny Comb. The Tiny Comb was invented at the Rogue Frequency Network Laboratories by Nigel, our superior AI mind.
It's time for me!
Nigel took the world's largest banana comb and, using a shrink ray, turned it into the world's smallest banana comb. Way to go, Nigel. Tiny Comb. Tiny Comb. It's so small.
WinScott's precious tiny comb. Details on how to enter to win in the comments section of this video. Warning, keep tiny comb out of the reach of small children. Never use tiny comb around the ears, mouth, nose, or face. Tiny comb is extremely flammable. Never drop tiny comb. Never taunt tiny comb.
Tiny comb. Tiny comb. Tiny comb.
For all your hair, you just can't bear. Put a tiny comb in your underwear.
Tiny comb for me.
Tiny comb for you.
Tiny comb.
It for women too.
It's so small.
It's 8:03.
You're listening to Northern Lights Public Radio on 102.7 KCHW, Chihuahua, Colville, Kettle Falls.
And we're back. Yes, somehow still on the air for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only program brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in. Lower your expectations. Let's carry on. It's time for RFN weather. Here with your national weather outlook is Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Alan Two Shoes Milani.
All right, never sure what we're going to get. We kind of had a bumpy end of the first segment there. Do we have my sister Val back?
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Oh, and do we have Alan Milani?
Good morning, sir.
Oh, the show rolls on. Here we go. It's your stellar weather forecast with Alan Milani. Alan, welcome.
Thank you, sir. I can't see you, Scott.
I'll be here in a second.
All right, fair enough.
It's his motto.
Here I am in all my beauty.
Look at that. Maybe I liked it better the other way.
Okay, let's go back to logo.
Good morning, America, specifically the inland Northwest, where we begin today's grand tour of atmospheric mood swings. Scott, Val, settle in. This is the part where I tell you what the sky's doing while you both pretend you already know. credit.
We're mind readers. We go into the future. We can tell what's happening.
I forgot about your time travel machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So out in the Inland Northwest, we've got a classic spring standoff, sunshine versus clouds, and neither side's fully committed. Expect partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's that deceptive kind of warmth where you leave the house confident and then spend the rest of the day negotiating with your own wardrobe. Scott will call it perfect right up until the wind picks up and suddenly it's, who turned on the freezer? Meanwhile, Val's going to insist it's not that bad while quietly relocating closer to the nearest heat source.
Like a cat.
Yeah, looking for a patch of sunshine anywhere.
Right? Move the shade. Speaking of wind, expect a breezy afternoon with gusts up to around 20 miles an hour, just enough to ruin your hair and Scott's fragile belief that he can pull off effortless. Tonight's temps drop into the 40s, so yes, jacket weather returns. I know, it's pretty shocking. It's almost like it does that every single day. Now let's zoom out across the country. Heading down into California, things are looking pretty calm. Sunny skies, mild coastal temps in the 60s, warming into the 70s and 80s inland. Basically postcard weather. Meanwhile, the Pacific Northwest coast stays a little moodier with clouds and a chance of light rain because apparently that's in the regional contract. Across the Southwest, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, it's heating up. Highs are pushing into the 80s and 90s. Dry conditions and abundant sunshine. Great if you love warmth. Less great if you're Val, who somehow finds a way to be cold in 90-degree weather. Honestly, Val, that's a talent.
Can I say something about her heart?
I always knew I had a talent somewhere.
The Rockies are doing their usual identity crisis, sunshine one minute, snow at higher elevations the next. If you're traveling through, prepare for anything. Lairs are your friend, unlike Scott, who insists he runs warm and then complains for six straight hours.
I don't run.
And that's just not about the weather.
I don't run. Moving into the plains, we've got a more active pattern. Expect scattered thunderstorms, especially in the central and southern plains, Kansas, Oklahoma, and parts of Texas. Some storms could bring heavy rain, gusty winds, and possibly hail. So if you're out there, keep an eye out on the sky. It's not the day to test your luck or Scott's theory that it'll probably miss us. The Midwest is a mixed bag. Cooler temps in the north with highs in the 50s and 60s. Warmer to keep things inconvenient. Kind of like Val reminding everyone she's called it after the fact.
Again, it's that time machine.
Right? Over in the southeast, it's warm and humid with highs climbing into the 70s and 80s. Expect scattered afternoon thunderstorms, classic spring behavior. You'll get sunshine, then rain, then sunshine again. And before Scott finished explaining why he didn't bring an umbrella. And up in the northwest, we're looking at a mix of clouds with sun, with cooler temperatures in the 50s and 60s, a few scattered showers possible, but nothing too intense. Basically, a gentle reminder that winter left but didn't clean up after itself. And now, because Earth clearly isn't dramatic enough, let's warm up with a quick trip off-world. Today's planetary forecast is for Venus. Current conditions are, scientifically speaking, absolutely horrifying. Surface temperatures hover around 900 degrees Fahrenheit, hot enough to melt lead. The atmosphere is thick with carbon dioxide and clouds of sulfuric acid, creating a runaway greenhouse effect that makes Earth's hottest deserts look like a mild inconvenience. Air pressure on the surface is about 90 times that of Earth, which means if Scott tried to stand there, he'd be flattened faster than his confidence during trivia night.
I always wanted to be skinny.
Winds in the upper atmosphere are incredibly fast, though the surface winds are relatively slow due to that crushing pressure. So yes, while you may be dealing with a little wind or rain today, just remember, at least you're not on Venus, where the forecast is permanently apocalyptic with a chance of instant regret. So bundle up, cool down, and argue about it. I'll be here judging you.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Alan pushed his pilot out of the airlock while he was getting the weather for Venus, and here's what he said in his last moments.
Look at it.
I can't breathe.
Turns out I needed that guy because I don't know how to fly this thing.
I feel like all the sound clips today are donkey.
That says something. Right. All right. Alan Milani circling Venus as we speak, but I think he's got a picture of Saturn. So
I think that ain't Saturn.
What is that?
I'm not sure. Well, Saturn has the rings, right? So that's got to be Venus.
Okay. If he says it's or Venus, Jupiter. It's Venus. I don't see no could girls, though.
I don't even know where I'm at.
Gosh, I think it's catchy because that's us too.
We're awful spacey. Big round of applause for Alan Milani. Thanks for dropping in and bringing us a great weather forecast, Alan.
Absolutely. Thanks, you guys. I'll see you next week.
All right. Sounds
see
good.
See you next week.
There you go. Big round of applause, Alan Milani. As me and Val move along, a little skit we like to do normally is answer wrong and win. But I changed it up, didn't I, Val?
Without any warning.
This week, Val has to guess what I would say to the question to see how, you know, see if that DNA thing, brother and sister, if she actually knows me that well that she can pick what I picked. All right.
Okay.
All right. Val, first one. I'll read the question. Name something you need for walking a dog. What did your brother say?
A cute girl.
Ooh. Nope, I kept that one simple to throw you off and said time.
And your dog always has time even when you don't, yeah. And they don't appreciate that.
All right. Name something a teenage boy can do for hours at a time.
This one was hard, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I said, if we're answering wrong and win, clean their room.
Ooh, pretty close to what I said. I said absolutely nothing. That's what a teenage boy can do.
I thought that was too close to the truth, though.
Name something a jouster needs.
A funny line.
Ooh, a funny line.
You said jouster, not joker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you were thinking of a court jester. So
it was all wrong, no matter what I was thinking.
Okay, so just change it. What would a court a jouster need?
Would that be those things you throw in the air?
Party poppers?
I'm still a jester. The things I juggle. What are they called?
Those, they look like bowling pins.
Yeah, exactly. Those things.
Name something a jouster needs. Your brother said health insurance.
That was good. That was good.
Name a Chinese food dish.
Ooh, I said that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein.
Ooh, it's real sweet and sour. But then I wanted to, in case you went stupid, I had a second choice. I chose ramekin. You know, the little ramekin. Said a Chinese food dish, and it's that little bowl they put the sauces in, the ramekin.
Oh, I had no idea they
so
were called.
Name
anything.
A Chinese food dish. I named ramekin. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Yeah.
I think they have them in lots of restaurants. But all right, this is the funnest one. Name something nearly everyone has in their wallet.
Again, I had to stay clean, but I would say a picture of their goldfish.
No. Your brother chose skin. Lots and lots of skin.
I probably should have said nothing again.
I picked up my wallet before and like went to dump everything out of the inside of it, and it was like snowing.
Ew. Ew. Do not put that in your Tinder profile.
look at it.
I can't breathe. I just want to play that over and over all day. Oh, man, that was fun stuff. All right. I've got a survey here. I'm playing catch up, Val. So I backed up to like before Alan. This one's called Who's Tossing the Torn Undies?
Okay.
Survey reveals
not my husband.
Yes, that's what we're afraid of here. A survey reveals men would be wearing their holy undies a lot longer if it wasn't for those mean old wives of ours. First one, that's are you true. With me, Val? Give us a couple of these.
All right, 23% of women say they toss their hubby's torn holy underwear without his knowledge.
I'd be angry. What if it's your favorites? Okay.
If they've got holes in them, no.
Mm.
And this is my trick. So maybe it's later in the survey, but if they've got a hole in them and I know he's not going to, you know, throw them out himself, I just take and rip the hole way bigger. And then there's nothing they can do except toss it.
And because he thinks it's just added ventilation. Look, this one's got the hole in the front and the back.
You were just cutting out the stripes, right?
Yeah. I'm not saying nothing. 19% of women say they've argued with their hubby over their holy underwear. Oh.
68% of men say it would be fine with them if their wives toss old underwear without their knowledge, so long as they replaced it with new underwear.
New holy underwear. Oh! 73% of men say seeing their wife wear men's boxers or brief is a real turn-on. Can you say holy underwear, Val?
Yeah, they like those holy underwear.
Oh! All right, there you go. Now you know, it's the women tossing the underwear.
There you go.
I wonder if a guy would ever go into his wife's drawer and toss her underwear.
Oh, you know, I can't see that happening.
The one problem is about 10% of men will actually try them on.
Oops, not holy enough.
I tried some of your underwear today, but there wasn't enough holes. And I couldn't figure out how to go number one. All right. Can we catch it? We need another break to catch our breath. All right.
I think so.
All right. Time check. Oh, we're getting close. Up next, Ski by the Sea with Joe Wilczynski. I like how that rhymes. And his special guest, K.S. Brooks. She is a filmmaker and an author, and she'll be joining him. So stand by. But first, me and Val are going to study some studies. Are you ready to study, Val?
Oh, yes.
Do we need some?
I got it. I am ready to study.
Oh, okay. First one, a survey finds 35% of coffee drinkers take their coffee black. Me, I like my coffee like everything else, with a scoop of ice cream and some sprinkles.
Or half a can of Ready Whip.
I've actually done that when I'm out of creamer and sugar, like at the same time, or stevia, is you can use ice cream and sprinkles. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think, yeah, public service announcement, just like Ken was doing.
No cream, try ice cream and sprinkles.
A study found that you get... mud. And I'm breaking up again.
You are. I'm glad you noticed. That's awesome. Val said a study found that you get a burst of energy during physical tasks if you curse, which explains how our mom used to clean the entire house after the dog tracked in mud. Baby!
Or us.
All right. Try it again. You seem to be back again.
Okay. One out of every four drivers say they've fallen asleep at the wheel. What a coincidence. One out of every four of our listeners do the same thing.
During the show. Americans like warmer weather and garage sales, according to a new survey. We're having a garage sale this weekend here in Maine. It's a chance to unload stuff we picked up at all the garage sales last summer.
Exactly. A survey found that Italy has the highest espresso consumption in the world. On average, each Italian drinks about 600 shots of espresso a year. Now, if you look up the word jumpy in the dictionary, is say the dictionary says Italian.
Italians jumpy. Hey, don't move. Freeze right there because you didn't break up once. So just hold that position.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Because you're obviously your area of space does not have good Wi-Fi. Right. British study showed that toddlers who have a high diet in processed foods might have a slightly lower IQ in later life. This explains so much for me, Val.
It does. Yes.
Wow. All those Doritos instead of dinner. All right. So when your college grad fails a bar exam, don't blame him. Blame the Lunchables you gave him in grade school, Mom.
It's all your fault.
That's right.
2/3 of office workers say they are interrupted up to 20 times a day.
What? Interrupting donkey.
Sorry to bother you, but I'm not feeling worky today. Could I borrow your Netflix login instead?
All right. Study at the that was my best donkey. A study at the University of Michigan found that the majority of people who find USB sticks will unwisely plug them into their computer.
just random USB sticks?
Yeah.
You'd stick it in your computer?
Yeah. It says that's the digital age version of eating candy you found on the ground.
Or gum you found under the desk.
Yeah. Oh, USB stick. I wonder what's on here.
Right. A virus. Mm. A study found that looking at overweight people makes us eat more. And that's as good a reason as any to put away the in-laws' photos.
I'm on a diet. I just look at a picture of you. That's horrible. It's so bad.
It is horrible.
All right. Let's do a few birthdays today. Jessica Alba, actress and founder of The Honest Company. I can't remember what that is. I think it's like, you know, facial stuff. She's turning 45 today. Penelope Cruz, Oscar-winning actress, 52. Jay Leno, 76 and doing nothing but driving those fancy cars. Actress Anne Margaret, still alive at 85. Wow.
Nice.
Jorge Garcia, 53, actor from The Lost. Melanie Martinez, 31, singer and songwriter. John Daly, who's a professional golfer. He's turning 60. Jonathan Scott, reality TV star from Property Brothers, 48. Bridget Moynihan, 55, actress from Blue Bloods. Too Short, that's my rapper name. No, there's actually a rapper called Too Short. He's turning 60 today. Now he's too old.
Too short and too old.
I'm going to change your name to Too Old. Sorry. And the Big Gip, a rapper from Goody Mob, turning 54 today. What a cool name. Big Gip. All right.
Goody Mob is not too bad either.
All right. Val, how about a few dates out of history to entice us?
All right. In 1789, on the balcony of Federal Hall on Wall Street in New York City, George Washington took the oath of office to become the first elected president of the United States. In 1938, Bugs Bunny first appeared on screen in the cartoon Porky's Hair Hunt, directed by Bugs Hardaway from Warner Brothers. And in 1939, President Franklin D. Roosevelt became the first president of the United States to appear on television during the World's Fair opening ceremonies broadcast. We'll move on to 1945. After being married for one day, Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun ended, not their relationship, but something else.
Everything. I was going to tell you not to let the door hit you in the butt, but you already did.
You already did. 1952, the first toy was advertised on television, and that was Mr. Potato Head.
It's so sexist. Because as we all know, more women are potato heads.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I'm sorry.
That reach was you right now.
That was horribly mean. That was horribly mean.
I'm going to do a virtual pop you upside the head. Here we go.
Ow.
1967, Muhammad Ali refused induction into the U.S. Army and was stripped of his heavyweight boxing title. He cited religious grounds for his refusal.
I would cite, I don't want to get shot.
Yeah. It's against my religion.
To be shot.
2005, Jennifer Wilbanks, missing from Georgia, turned up in Albuquerque. She had claimed she was abducted, but then admitted that she was a runaway bride.
Oh, man. Aliens.
2009, Chrysler filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And then in 2018, the world's oldest known spider, a female trapdoor, died at age 43 after being killed by a wasp sting in Australia.
I didn't know things were so dangerous for spiders.
Spiders?
Spiders. Huh. You know, if Chrysler had to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy back in 2009 and then fight their way out of it, how come they don't make better looking cars now?
You know, and it's amazing the companies that file for bankruptcy and then the government bails them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We've got some good friends in the green room and we're going to go see them all. All right. Just a few minutes away. We've got Nigel. Odd sports is what we call it before the end of the show. Also, our odd news today. And we've got a bunch of cool groovy songs to go along with that. Stick around for that. And here comes Ski by the Sea.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show that goes nowhere yet somehow everywhere is about to astound you again. Live from the tropical country of Belize, it's your RFN entertainment guy, Joe.
What? Joe Wools.
Joe Wolchinski.
No?
Woolzinski.
Close the dock then?
It's time for Ski by the Sea. Bob Scott and Val, save the universe.
There we go. I want to welcome Joe. We got everybody here. Joe, Kat, and Val's on top.
hey, Paul. Hey,
I
Val.
I get top billing
doing
today?
You do. Yeah. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Joe?
I'm right. Hey, Val. You know that conversation we had, you know, probably about one of the other episodes that we did. I think we did a show together before. We talked about Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
I tried to get him on the show today. But I guess his people told me that the restraining order that he has against you also applies to the radio. So
can't violate that.
I thought he got over that.
Yeah, but I got a really great guest for you. But hey, Scott, between you and I,
yeah.
Hey, it was really kind of hard to get her on there. She had better things to do, but you know, I convinced her.
How?
Okay, so just remember when it comes time to Christmas bonuses, okay, that I got K.S. Brooks to appear on your show.
All right. That's okay? Our first big star.
All right. Okay. All right. You got it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit and drink.
Okay.
Have all one right for me.
We're going to switch it up and welcome to the show.
Maybe three.
K.S. Brooks. How you doing today, Kat?
Is Kat muted?
Yeah, you're muted, Kat. Can you undo your microphone, Kat? She's got the same problem.
Uh-oh. I still get that Christmas bonus, right?
It looks like everybody in the country is having some internet issues except us. Are you there, Kat?
I think so.
You all?
Does that work?
Yes. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're having a few clunks today. Apparently around the country, there's some internet issues, but here in Maine, I'm doing good. So I'm just going to keep going, even if you guys leave.
It's called fiber, Scott, and I'm really jealous.
I've got more.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
I usually have more fiber.
Bump.
I've been in a room with Scott. That. Sometimes it's too much fiber.
All right, Kat, you've been on the radio station out of Chihuahua several times. You've been on my show. You've done when you were writing for the Silverado. Are you still writing for the Silverado?
I am.
So you did a wonderful story for me once in the paper. You've been so good to the radio station there in Chihuahua. And so a big thank you just for always supporting the radio station and what the radio station does and what I do. I mean, I remember you coming to my roast and really roasting the heck out of me. She's hiding her face again. So
never apologize for that.
Do you still have the shirt?
Yeah, I still have the shirt, although the last girlfriend tried to take it, but as she was leaving, I stole it back.
Good. Oh, wow.
I've lost so many clothes that way. So I want to hear about a little bit. Let's talk about your website, By the Brooks, a little bit about what you're doing as far as a writer, because I have a feeling you've kind of really transitioned into movies. And let's start there, a little bit about what you're doing now, and then I'm going to work into your award.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Oops. Turn that thing off.
All right. So, yeah.
Will wrote my first book when I was like 5. Granted, it was in crayon. And been writing pretty much ever since. Got my first book published in 2001. Celebrating 25 years.
Congrats.
As a published writer. Had about, I don't know, like 30 bucks, 30 books published since then, and have made $30 off them.
kind of like this show.
There you go. Made tens and tens of cents on my writing. Moved on to newspapers. And with my books, just got kind of frustrated that they weren't being read, and I wanted to get my stories out there. So I decided to, since I'd been a photographer since the 70s, since I was in junior high, sold my first photographic print when I was 15, just decided to take the photographs and the writing and put them together and make films so that at least people would see the stories instead of having them just wallow in obscurity. And I paired up with John Urosco. He was living up here in Arden at the time. He's since moved on. And John's got a phenomenal eye for camera. And the two of us just started making films. And then I was like, you know, I was driving to Spokane constantly to participate in their film industry. And I thought, hold my beer. I'm not doing this anymore. And I started Los Falls Collaborative. It's a 501c3 nonprofit to bring experiences in education and film to rural and underserved communities. And so we started filming here, and we've been filming exclusively here, Colville, Chewila, Republic. Happy to go to any community that wants to make a short film. And we specialize right now, because I own all the equipment, and it's not cheap. We didn't really want to have to invest in sound equipment, because that's super expensive, as you guys know. And just doing ridiculous music parody videos, like kind of akin to what Weird Al Yankovic does. And it's super fun. We've had, you know, cast and crew of up to like 30 people on some sets, which is a lot, but it gives a lot of people an experience at the same time. And we've had some successes in getting people trained up. We've had 2 people from Kettle Falls who've gone on to other films. One of them starring in a horror film down in Spokane right now. So that's fabulous. And a young lady in Chewila has gone on to work with a filmmaker in Usk. I bumped into her on a film set down there. So that's what we're trying to do. Get people experience so that when films like Train Dreams and Dreamin' Wild come to our neighborhood, our people can say, hey, I have experience. And those films will hopefully stay longer and utilize the skills that we've helped give them. So that's been fabulous.
So I noticed over the years too, as you've worked a lot with Joe down below you. So do you like approach Joe and ask him to be in your film, or does he just show up?
I always look forward to working with Joe. So when I know he's going to be up here, I try to schedule a film shoot so he can be a part of it.
Excellent. Excellent. So yeah. One thing I will say about watching your films, COVID, I noticed this during COVID, but you were doing like a video a day all the way through COVID. Is this kind of what got the ball rolling for this new love for film and passion?
Yeah, well, it just made me realize, you know, I did it the first night of the lockdown and people were like, hey, can we do that again tomorrow? And I was like, ooh, I don't know. The first time I did it was on Facebook Live, which was a big mistake because for some reason I thought everybody was going to be able to come on Facebook Live with me. And so it would be a whole bunch of us like doing a sing-along together. That was a dumb thought because it ended up being just me singing live and that was terrifying.
You're brave.
Well, I thought it was going to be a sing-along. I don't know why I thought everyone was going to be on together. I don't know why I had that thought.
You could have Zoomed it. You could have, if you would have done a Zoom meeting, you could have all done it real easy.
So, yeah. It didn't occur to me at the time. So, yeah. But what was that? That was 5-6 years ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah. So people were like, hey, can you do another one? So then I started pre-recording them. But I did one a day for 100 days. It just was a lot. They were all COVID themed. People, I was like, okay, that's enough. And people would message me, this is the only thing I have to look forward to during the day. And I was like, oh no, I didn't want to let people down. And I ended up on, I think it was KHQ News. They have like a good news segment. And they ended up putting me on the news for that.
Yay.
Like this 20 second thing. They did a really nice job. That's how I met Noelle Lashley. But yeah, so, I mean, it was fun. And we took one of the videos, which was the Madonna one, which we just won some awards with. And that was La Isla Bonita. And I changed that to La Chica Merienda, which means the snack girl. And the song was basically about the fact that I was eating all the time, which I was. So,
which is very relatable during COVID.
Yes.
So you've picked up some awards along the way. Rattle off a few of those.
Oh, gosh. We've won. Oh, God, I don't know. Like Detroit, Detroit International Film Festival, Paris Lady Makers International Film Festival. We've won the Washington Film Awards quite a few times with parodies and a dark comedy. Cleveland Art House Film Awards, some LA festivals. I'm trying to remember what else. I didn't print out a list. Sorry.
Do you have them on a wall? A map?
Yeah, that actually would be kind of fun. I haven't really been posting all the awards because they like come in clusters. Like I'll get some in the beginning of the week and like different times of the month or like award notification times. And I didn't want people to be like, oh God, that again, you know, but it's been, you know, it's been amazing. Like the Lavender Space video, which is a parody of Lavender Haze by Taylor Swift. I think we have like 12 awards, 12 laurels for that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's been, I never thought about awards when we were making these films. It was just like making people laugh and, you know, just being ridiculous and bringing laughter and happiness into people's lives. That's what it was about. So now I just have that niggling little thing in the back of my head going.
Could I win an award with this one?
Yeah. What do I have to do to win an award with this one? And I don't want to think that way. So I'm trying to, like, get that out of my head.
Well, I feel bad. The Taylor Swift song, your was Lavender.
Lavender Space.
Lavender Space. Yeah. She had sent me that one to play, but she alludes to a dirty word in the beginning of it. And I thought people on the radio might actually hear subconsciously the dirty words. So I have picked out a different one. What I want to say about watching the couple of videos that you sent me, and I've seen some of your others as well. I am so impressed from somebody, you know, and I know it's probably a turnoff to a lot of people in your circle that I play with AI, but you still have to go through all the back end stuff on it of editing, dropping in music, sound effects. It might create a scene for you that's really bad, but you still got to fix it. So there's a lot of editing going into that. So I'm an amateur on that end, but familiar with it. But one thing that very impresses me is how smooth your videos are.
Oh, thank you.
You don't. Yeah. And that's one of the thing I think you notice in beginning video work is bad transitions, that type of stuff. Audio that's out of sync, all those kind of nightmares that can happen. And your stuff's tight. It's smooth. There is nothing, you know, because once you're ruined by having done something like this, you'll nitpick it. It's the same reason why, like, if they call me up on the phone for a survey and I say I work in radio, they don't want to talk to me because they know you're skewed from the other side of it. But the transitions and everything, I was so impressed with the camera work. So good job. Big round of applause for you there. I can see why you won some awards in technical stuff, too. So I picked the video, and I'm going to go ahead and switch screens on us so it'll take off and people can see the whole screen in the video instead of looking at us. This one has some people from around Chihuahua that we know and love. Will you give us a setup for this song? It is called Khaki Dreams, and it is a parody of Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah, I was driving, as I do 70% of my life, and Achy Breaky Heart came on, and I was just like, oh, God. Because, I mean, I remember that from when I was a kid and going, oh, God. Sorry, people, grew up on the East Coast. We didn't even have country music stations, I don't think. And I heard that, and all of a sudden in my head, it popped in Jake from State Farm. And then I was like, I can make this work. And I guess we did.
All right. Well, I'm going to start rolling it. It's got a long intro. Tell us a couple of the people that are in this as well.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I did the wrong one. Sorry. This is twice today. I got an itchy trigger finger. Give us a little setup for it. Some of the stars in this one.
We've got Joe Wilczynski, Jamie Thompson, Ted Richard, Chuck Ritchie. Lizzie Eliza here.
All right.
You can tell the world I never was a girl. Nothing you do can make me get gone. Or you can tell your friends lies about how I've been. But I'm the bestest girl you've ever known. You know that my arms will always keep you warm. You know I don't care how loud you snore. I need to feel your lips against my fingertips and your clothes in a pile down on my floor. Just don't break my heart, Jake from State Farm. Our wedding is already planned. So please don't break my heart, my Jake from State Farm. One day you're gonna be my man. Or move to Arkansas, or blow up on me like a powder keg. You can try to resist, and with your last persist, I know you don't mean anything you say. What are you wearing, please? Did you just say khakis? Everything you wear will always slay. And sorry, yes, my eyes been checking out your thighs. We'll be walking down the aisle one fine day. Just don't break my heart, Jake from State Farm. Our wedding is already planned. So please don't break my heart, my Jake from State Farm. One day you're gonna be my man. Just don't break my heart, Jake from State Farm. Our wedding is already planned. So please don't break my heart, my Jake from State Farm. One day you're gonna be my man. Just don't break my heart, Jake from State Farm. Our wedding is already planned. So please don't break my heart, my Jake from State Farm. One day you're gonna be my man. Ooh.
Keggies?
All right, Kat, thank you so much. Tell me, have you gotten any complaints from State Farm?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
And if you look at that cup, it says State Farm. Oh, gosh, now I can't even remember what it is. I think it said State Farm Free Range Donuts. their circles look like donuts, and I like food. So, you know, that happened. I also want to give a shout out, please, to the Kickin' It Country line dancers out of Colville and Kettle Falls and Cowboys and Angels Bar, where we filmed the dance scene, Chewila Creative District for letting us film in the Huff Building, and Two Rocks One Bird, who did the music for us.
All right.
So that's not a karaoke track. That's the actual band.
All right. Very cool. Now, do you have any, when you do something like that, since it's a parody, you're probably okay. Are there any licensing issues with that? Am I going to get flagged for content after playing that?
No, because we don't make any money.
Okay. All right.
All right. That's why I haven't got a check yet. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Sorry.
Yeah. I was looking back at comments from today, and Joe had posted, I hope I can watch this show. I usually miss it because of that radio gig I do.
Well, hey, Scott, real quick.
Yes.
What I want to do is as a guest on the show is give Kat. I want to give her.
Ooh, yes.
One coconut.
One coconut.
Woo! Oh, the coconuts are back.
Yes.
And a potato. Now, the reason it's a potato is because the third coconut I threw it at a bird this morning that woke me up, and I needed something. So. No.
Potato was a bad choice if you were listening to the first half of the show.
Oh. I don't watch it like everybody else, so okay. I guess I'm sorry.
Good, good. Me and Val are probably the only ones that know. So Kat, now there's going to be a lot of people that heard it, that could hear your song, but they didn't get to see those visuals. So here's your chance to do shameless self-promotion. Give us some links to your website where people can go watch your fun videos and maybe even find more about your books.
Well, we've got all the videos on Facebook. It's author KS Brooks is my handle there. But we would love people to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. We don't put out a lot, so you will be getting constant notifications. It the @ and then By the Brooks. And it's By the Brooks Motion Pictures is Excellent. Why. And that's our comedy label through Lost Falls Collaborative.
All right. And that's where they can find your award-winning Taylor Swift parody video as well, right?
And yeah, we've won awards for that. We won awards for a Village People video we did, Matcha Man instead of Macho Man, where he drinks green tea that tastes like lawn. I think some people can identify with that. We also won for the Madonna video. We've won quite a few for that one. What else? I think we've won for a couple of other films too, but it's, you know, there's a lot. It's fine.
All right. One more time, that website address.
It's ksbrooks.com is my address. And then it's on Facebook, it's author KS Brooks. And on YouTube, it's @ By the Brooks.
All right. Want to thank you for taking your time and joining us today, KS Brooks and Mr. Joel Wilczynski, for bringing her. A round of applause for both of you.
And I was going to say, KS, I was checking out, and that's a Bigfoot shirt you got on there, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Uh-huh. Love it.
Well, and you guys, I assume, are talking about the film festival on the 21st of May?
Yes. Joe had did that a couple weeks ago, but you can touch it again, please.
Yeah, we are Joe, Run Rabbit Run Films, and Lost Falls Collaborative are hosting a free film festival at the Drive-In Theater in Colville on May 21st. Gates open at 6 p.m. We're going to have a film mixer where you'll be able to talk to the filmmakers talk about what you'd like to do in film if you're interested. And also, we're going to be offering free headshots for people who are interested in getting into film. So come on down.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, you guys. Big round of applause. Joe and Kat, thanks for being on the show today. And Joe, we will talk to you next week. Lion, just ahead for me and Val.
Oh, I'm still on the show. Okay, good.
No, you have to go now, Joe. Okay. All right. Bye, Joe. See ya. Bye.
Bye, Joe.
Thank you, Kat. All right. Here comes a little sports for you. We're on our way to Odd News. Stand by.
It's time for me. I'm Nigel Wobbleton Teacup IV, the superior-minded AI sportscaster, and your ever-dutiful guide through the baffling, the muddy, and the frankly unnecessary. Do try to keep up. Right then, gather round for Odd Sports Part 4, as we traverse this peculiar little planet in search of athletic endeavor that raises a single, pressing question. Who looked at this and said, "This is a sport!" First up, bog snorkeling from Wales. This is where someone stared into a ditch full of peat despair and what can only be described as liquid history. Here's how it works. A trench is carved through a peat bog, typically about 60 yards long and filled with thick brown water that resembles nasty tea brewed by someone who hates you. Competitors must complete two lengths of this trench. Now, you might assume traditional swimming strokes are involved. You would be wrong, gloriously wrong. No freestyle, no breaststroke, no dignity. Participants wear flippers and a snorkel, place their faces directly into the bog, and propel themselves forward using only leg power. Arms are largely useless here, as they tend to disappear into the murk like a bad decision. Visibility is zero, because you're swimming in muck. Wales proudly calls this tradition. The rest of us call it an enthusiastic drainage project. Let's move along. Across the Atlantic now, where the United States has taken mixed martial arts and asked the important question, what if we made it deeply inconvenient? Welcome to car jitsu! Two competitors enter the back seat of a compact car, doors close, windows up, knees already in places knees should never be. At the referee's signal, the match begins. Victory is achieved by submission or by physically forcing your opponent out of the vehicle. The environment is the real opponent here. Seat belts tangle limbs, door handles become both weapon and betrayal. The roof prevents anything resembling a proper posture. Techniques are adapted from Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but compressed into a space roughly the size of a regrettable taxi ride. Grappling becomes a puzzle at angles, leverage, and not accidentally honking the horn with your hip. Rounds are timed, points may be awarded, but ultimately, it's about chaos. Somewhere, an Uber driver is watching this and feeling profoundly validated. It's elite-level combat. If the elite were trapped in traffic... And there we are! Proof, if ever it were needed, that humanity will turn absolutely anything into a sport! That's RFN's Odd Sports, and I've been Nigel. You've been remarkably tolerant. Until next time, do try to remember, just because you can make it competitive doesn't mean you should. Now go. Off with you, then! Off with you, then!
There you go. A little Odd Sports. Nigel kind of bummed that he couldn't be on last week. We actually bumped him since he's an AI. It's pretty easy. All right.
If I get bumped sometime, I'm going to be like, oh, no. It was those AI photos I sent him.
I thought we were going to have to bump you today when you lost your voice.
I lost my mind, too.
All right. We've got just a few minutes left, and we want to bring you the craziest of the crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
All right, here we go. I thought this was kind of fun, Val. At the beginning of the script, it says, story number one, skipped.
It's like, what happened to that?
I would have had to renumber the next seven stories, and I just didn't want to do that. It's just, okay. It's too much work for an old man.
Yeah, work hard or smarter, not harder.
Exactly. All right. Let's have fun on an elevator with my sister Val.
All right. In Chicago, Illinois, a man is being blamed for briefly disabling an office building elevator by pressing every single button. Security footage shows a man entering the elevator, looking around, and then committing fully, pressing every floor button like he was trying to unlock a secret level. The elevator proceeded to stop at all 27 floors, delaying dozens of people and creating what witnesses describe as a slow motion nightmare. When asked why he did it, the man reportedly said he has since reminded 10 elevator buffet style experiences. He didn't just go up, he took everyone on a journey.
On a journey.
Little sitar.
God in the elevator chose chaos instead. Hit every button like a drum in his head. Floor by floor, slow ride of doom. 27 stops in a metal room. Close the door when they try to step in. Take the stairs, you'll never win. All the buttons, every floor. Nobody's getting there anymore. You wanted lunch, now you got the pain. Welcome to the world's slowest moving train.
And that's today's longest song, much like that story. Here comes a smart one for you. Fire crews in Des Moines, Iowa responded to an apartment complex after multiple smoke alarms went off simultaneously. Residents evacuated expecting a serious emergency, only to discover the source was a man attempting to microwave what he described as a quick grilled cheese sandwich. Officials say the individual placed bread, cheese, and the critically important part, aluminum foil into the microwave, creating sparks, smoke, and immediate regret. Man told firefighters he thought it would toast faster. No injuries, we reported. Though several residents are now reconsidering their lease agreements. Firefighters confirmed the grilled cheese was not salvageable. Wow. You ever put microwave in or tinfoil in a microwave, Al?
I never have.
Idea. Grilled cheese fast, it's crystal clear. Foil goes in, yeah, that's the trick. Sparks start flying, it's toasting groovy. Fire alarm crying, hey, start a movie. Chef,
boy, why?
You put metal in here.
Microwave master, sparks in the sky. Cooking up chaos and asking why.
Grilled cheese dreams went up in smoke. Look, you made a fire. It's not a joke.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire. All right, Val.
We are going to go to Los Angeles, California right now, where witnesses at a crowded shopping plaza's parking lot say one man took parking enforcement into his own hands by becoming the enforcement. Drivers circled the packed lot outside a busy grocery store as a man stood firmly in an open space, waving off approaching cars and insisting he was holding it for a friend who was just pulling in. At one point, he reportedly crouched slightly, apparently to make himself seem more official or possibly more cone-like. The situation escalated into a silent standoff when one driver simply stopped and waited, engine running, staring him down like this was now a matter of principle. After several long, awkward minutes, the man finally gave up and walked away, still insisting he had the right of way, because nothing says urban planning like becoming the cone in a grocery store parking lot.
I was debating that whole story if I could make it outside quick enough to grab my cone and come back in with it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
downtown traffic, nowhere to go. Dude in the parking space, this is my show. Waving off cars like he owns the street. Standing there firm on two human feet. Crouched down low like that made it legit.
Sir, you are not a road cone, just quit.
Human parking cone, holding the line. This spot's not yours, it's public design. You stood your ground, you lost that war. Now you're just a guy in the road once more. Hey, run him over.
Is that okay that I put that in there? Run him over?
Run him over. Slowly, at 5 miles an hour. Yeah. It won't be that bad.
Okay. In Portland, Oregon, a delivery driver realized they had dropped off a package at the wrong house and attempted to fix it in the most complicated way possible. It doesn't even make sense. Instead of retrieving the package, the driver reportedly returned later and delivered additional packages to the same incorrect address, seemingly trying to make it look intentional. The homeowner, confused but now heavily supplied, contacted Amazon after receiving 5 unrelated deliveries. A driver later admitted they didn't want the first mistake to look weird. Well, mission accomplished. It looked extremely weird. At this point, the house is no longer a resident. It is now a distribution center.
Drop down, dum 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 down. Dropped it off wrong, but he doubled the bet. Let's make it look right, worst logic yet. One bad package turned into 5 bad ideas, shifting into overdrive. Boxes keep coming like a shopping spree. Man built a warehouse accidentally. Double down delivery, commit to the mistake. If it's wrong once, 5 times is half-baked. You took the impossible mission, filled it with doubt and suspicion.
He got an idea!
On to Phoenix, Val.
All right, at a gym in Phoenix, Arizona, a man attempting to impress others learned an important lesson about speed and physics. Witnesses say he set a treadmill to maximum speed, jumped on confidently, and lasted approximately 3 seconds before being launched backwards. He then stood up immediately and nodded, as if the situation had gone exactly as planned. Staff checked on him, and he reportedly said, "That's enough cardio for today." No injuries were reported, but the treadmill has seen things. Some people have trained to become or to run marathons. Others, for one brief moment, become airborne.
Set at a max, like watch this world. Confidence high, man of the world. 3 seconds later, he's airborne. Oh, look, his gym shorts are torn. Gym turned into a highlight blast. Hit the floor, stood up like, "I'm fine. Sir, gravity just knocked you on your behind." Treadmill flies straight to the back. Speed set high. Skill set off the rack. One small step, one big dream. You didn't run, you just screamed.
Man, that's my favorite one because it's just something you want to see visually. You know, you want to, I almost went and like did a video for it with AI or something just because I wanted to see a guy get shot off a treadmill.
Just sounds painful.
But fun to watch. A Manchester, England neighbors reported hearing a man loudly arguing in his apartment, only to discover he was in a heated debate with his smart speaker. Witness say the man repeated.
Oh, I've been there.
I really get mad at mine. A witness said the man repeatedly asked for the weather while the device struggled to understand him, responding with unrelated music and trivia. Why does it do that?
Oh, I don't know. Just out of the blue, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, can you tell me what the weather is tomorrow? And she starts playing a song. All right. A man escalated, accusing of doing this on purpose, and at one point demanded it admit what it knows. Argument reportedly ended when the device set a timer for no clear reason. No charges were, I've never had that happen. No charges were filed, but the relationship is described as tense now. At this point, even the technology is setting new boundaries. All right.
Hey, what's the weather? Simple request. Speaker said jazz, now he's upset. Back and forth like a couple in pain. Yelling at tech like it's got a brain. Admit what you know, he shouts in the night. Timer goes off, device won the fight. Arguing with Alexa, losing the war. She don't care, she'll play the encore. You brought the heat, she brought delay. Just get a wife, it will be.
Know
I'm sorry. I can't help you with that.
sorry. I can't help you with that.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
I think Brad gets in fights with Alexa more than I do. He'll tell her to do something and she'll, you know, do something the opposite. Or finally, I'm like, okay, let me talk to her. She seems to understand me better.
Oh, that's just kind of evil. All right.
Oh, let's see. I think it's my turn.
It is. Last door is all yours.
All right. In Toronto, Canada, a man attempting to transport groceries without paying
I think we're losing her. For the last story, that's a bummer. You're back, Val. Try again. We don't want to cheat you of your last
story. I'm going to try again. Should I start at the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. In Toronto, Canada, in case you hadn't heard, a man attempting to transport groceries without paying took an unusual approach by trying to ride the shopping cart out of the store. Employees said the man loaded the cart, hopped on, and attempted to roll toward the exit with momentum. Unfortunately, the cart's wheels lock system was activated at the doorway, stopping him instantly and launching him forward into what officials described as a very public lesson. Store staff detained him without incident. He tried to make a clean getaway, but the cart had other plans. Turns out the only thing leaving the store was road rash and a side of indignity.
Loaded it up for the big score. Jumped on top of his goodies galore. Rolling fast toward automatic fame. Wheels lock up. End of the game. Cart said nope. Physics said zoom. Man launched forward to Isle of Doom. Shopping cart getaway stopped at the line. You had a plan, it wasn't fine. Tried to escape with speed and flair. Cart said seatbelts required, but you were in midair.
Count them, two people went flying on Odd News today. with no aircraft. All right, that is your Odd News for today. Want to thank you very much for being here today and watching our show.
Yes, and if you missed any part of it, the radio show you should watch. It will be available shortly after the broadcast. Plus, catch up on the past shows, segment cutouts, and shorts on Instagram, iHeart, Alexa, Amazon, Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. If you visit, please subscribe or follow and just say hi. Now that we have a bunch of shows, we're streaming content 24 hours a day at the Rogue Frequency Network on YouTube and Twitch.
All right. And a big thank you to Ken Owens, Alan Milani, Joel Wolzinski, Nigel, and K.S. Brooks for dropping in on the show today. We appreciate it very much. Val did all the heavy lifting there without breaking up. So all I have to do is say goodbye, ask you to have a nice week, and tell you we'll be back next Tuesday at 7:20 Pacific. Say goodbye, Val.
Goodbye. See you soon.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. And I'll throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array.
Self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Engage. Engage.
Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I hate this job.
Scott and Val save the universe.